I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Did you know an estimated 1 million troops are posted along the two-mile zone that separates North and South Korea? They've been there since the Korean War ended in 1953, one of the world's most heavily fortified borders. The troops are from South and North Korea and the U.S. The BBC's Lucy Williamson got a first-hand look at the tensions there when she visited South Korean troops on the DMZ.
도착구, 준비! 도착구, 시작!
완전작전으로 신입학 초코 추천해줍니다. 수조, 앗!
Every day, for 60 years, someone has patrolled the world's last Cold War frontier. At this South Korean border post these days, the job falls to Lieutenant Yoo Hak-joo and his men, known to their comrades as the Flying Dragons. Lieutenant Yoo is a baby-faced 24-year-old with a love of football and a girlfriend who worries back home.
It's a privilege to be stationed here. Only a tiny minority get the chance. I told the military I wanted a frontline position, not slacking in the back somewhere.
Not everyone here feels the same. His men are all conscripts doing their 2 years national service. The small stretch of border they defend lies at the western end of the DMZ. The landscape is bleak, the facilities rudimentary, and the temperature today below minus 20. Twice a day, Lieutenant Yoo and his men walk the armistice line drawn by the United Nations 60 years ago, rattling and testing South Korea's perimeter fence to check for any signs of disturbance. Their old enemy, North Korea, lies just over a mile away on the other side. Because we're so close to the enemy, Lieutenant Yoo tells me, there's no time for delay.
Any hesitation could lead to my family, my friends, the Korean people being in danger. So we need to be ready to defend this position with everything we've got. We need to be mentally prepared. In a frontline position like this, it's less about the hierarchy and more about a sense of brotherhood. We eat, sleep, and serve together, and despite the high stress levels, I try to lead my men so that we do our duty.
Running between the two Koreas, watched over by guard towers on both sides, is a buffer zone packed with landmines. Mines and also, dotted along the southern side, telephones for stray defectors to call across for help. The army wouldn't tell us when someone last called. Inside the canteen, young men in uniform wolf down their lunch, Korean rice and stew from metal trays. It takes a good deal of calories to survive the cold. Lucky that one of the conscripts here is a trainee chef. We're not allowed to speak to them on microphone, but the troops talk shyly about the hardship and isolation of living here, the clouds of mosquitoes in the summer, the bitter winter cold. South Korea's incoming president has talked of reducing the obligatory national service, but with the birth rate declining, some worry it'll leave the country vulnerable. Which is why Lieutenant Yoo and his men practice live firing drills just near the border. The new generation of conscripts have been tarred by military veterans as too soft and too cautious. One soldier here told me he gets scared at nights, listening to gunfire from the north. For the soldiers here, 2 kilometres away, North Korea can seem especially threatening. This frontier is scattered with sites of old battles, and the last military conflict between the north and the south was just 2 years ago. But in his New Year's address this year, the North Korean leader talked about ending confrontation with the south. And with South Korea, China and Japan all starting this year with new leaders, many people are hoping there's a chance for a political thaw. Since then, North Korea has defied the UN and said it will press ahead with a third nuclear test, a sobering thought for the evening patrols as they collect their nightly ammunition. If this relic of the Cold War ever turns hot again, this handful of conscripts will be facing a very different kind of conflict to the one their grandfathers fought.
That report from the BBC's Lucy Williamson. Up next, how can a Catholic hospital say a fetus is not a person? Well, when it's being sued. That's in 30 seconds, here and now,